Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting thousands of Syrians are fleeing Aleppo to escape Russian air attacks. The Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation charity said at least 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border. That's even though Ankara closed its crossing point, and it is not clear if it will allow anyone to enter. The charity said it is setting up tent camps in Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter. The latest stream of refugees trying to escape Syria is occurring as government troops, supported by massive Russian airstrikes, launched attacks in northern Syria aimed at encircling the rebel stronghold of Aleppo. The Russian Defense Ministry said its fighter jets had hit 875 targets in Syria this week, including airstrikes in the northern offensive. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says a UN panel's finding that he has been arbitrarily detained is a vindication. Speaking to reporters from the balcony of the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he has been holed up for several years, Assange called the ruling a victory.
This is a victory that cannot be denied. It is a victory of historical importance, not just for me, for my family, for my children, but for the independence of the UN system.
British officials have dismissed the UN ruling and say they will arrest Assange if he leaves the Ecuadorian embassy. Sweden wants him as part of an investigation of rape, an allegation that the WikiLeaks founder denies. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck southern Taiwan early Saturday morning. Media reports say that several buildings have collapsed in the city of Tainan, including at least one residential complex. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake struck about 10 kilometers underground, about 31 kilometers southeast of Tainan, a city of nearly 2 million people. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said a destructive Pacific-wide tsunami was not expected. Brazilian health officials say they have found live Zika virus in saliva and urine samples. Speaking at a news conference Friday, the president of the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation said that casual kissing increases the risk of being infected with the virus. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who recently returned from countries affected by the Zika virus. Doctors suspect the virus is linked to a rare neurological condition called microcephaly, which causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 151,000 jobs in January. That is lower than the previous couple of months and less than most economists had predicted. The Labor Department report also said the unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.9%. A separate report on U.S. trade was less positive, showing the trade deficit grew $1.2 billion in December to a total of more than $43 billion for the month. At the White House, President Obama said there is some softness in the world economy, but his administration is committed to continuing growth.
China's going through a transition. Europe's economy is still slow. A lot of the emerging markets are challenged. So that's all creating headwinds for a lot of U.S. companies who do business overseas. It makes it more difficult for us to sell exports. So we've got to pay attention to this, and we've got to take some smart steps this year to continue progress.
Analysts say the strong U.S. dollar is making American-made products more expensive on global markets. And the New York City Fire Department has confirmed that at least one person was killed after a crane collapsed in Lower Manhattan during the busy morning rush hour Friday. Three other people were injured, two of them seriously. The crane landed across an intersection and stretched about two blocks, crushing several parked cars. For more on these stories, you can always log on to our website. That's voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.